ESL writing tips. Learn how to make your ESL writing clearer. You are a professional and very proficient in academic writing in your first language, but when it comes to translating your work into written English, suddenly you don't know an if from an of. This is natural in professional ESL writing because writing in another language is a lot more complicated than speaking it. Some things will always need the eyes of a native speaker. Prepositions and articles can seem downright impossible at times. However, there is a lot you can do to improve your ESL writing. UK-US spelling. Select the correct spelling before you start writing. Words like neighbor, behavior, and labor have an O-U-R ending in the UK and Canada and an O-R ending in the US, while center, meter, and leader end with R-E in the UK and Canada and E-R in the US. The word traveled can have a British L-L or a Yankee single L. So how are ESL writers to remember all of this? The good news is you don't need to start memorizing discrepancies. Instead, simply decide on your audience and preferred spelling conventions, go to the Tools menu in Microsoft Word, select Language, Set Language, and pick US or UK English. This will help ensure spelling uniformity in your ESL writing. Are you wondering about other English language options? Well, they'll let you use the local slang. For example, the Australian version follows the UK conventions, but allows you to call your rivals a pack of gellas. Who is doing what? Take this example. Quote, in this study, the results of our research will be discussed, end quote. Okay, but by whom? Or how about this example? Quote, this study wants to investigate the effects of the experiment, end quote. No, it doesn't, because a study cannot want anything. Don't tie yourself in linguistic knots trying to avoid the first person in your ESL writing. It's perfectly correct to say, in this study, we will discuss the results of our research. Additionally, it's a common ESL mistake to overuse one to refer to yourself or people in general. For example, quote, one's ideas are shaped by one's culture, end quote. It's more common to use the general impersonal you in professional English writing. For example, your opinions are influenced by your culture. Short is better. Concise and clear is what you're aiming for, so keep your sentences short and sweet. The longer you let them become, the greater the chances readers will find them confusing or that the subject-verb agreement will falter. If you write a sentence that is longer than 4 lines, cut down on the wordiness by cutting the sentence in half. 2 to 3 lines is long enough in any English document. Count and non-count nouns. Some nouns in English are countable, while others are uncountable. Uncountable nouns are always thought of as one undividable whole and are written in the singular. Nouns like water and fun are examples of uncountable nouns. Here are a few suggestions you might find useful in your ESL writing. We need to say, a lot of information is available, not many informations are available. Alternatively, you may include a countable word, for example, many facts. Research is usually uncountable in the US, i.e., previous research shows. However, in the UK, previous researches show is acceptable. For a countable noun, try studies in your ESL writing. Experts seem to be divided on the word data. You can use it as uncountable and say data is available, or you can use it as a plural form of the Latin datum and say data are available. The latter is used more commonly in English language academic work. While we are counting, use the singular form with the words each and every, as in every experiment shows the same result, and the plural form with the word all, as in all of the experiments were successful, in your ESL writing. False friends to ESL writers. Even adopted English words can fool ESL writers. A person who is high tension in Japanese is excited, but the literal translation, high tension, means someone who is on the edge or nervous in English. So when in doubt, do not just guess and make it, quote, sound English. Look it up in a good English dictionary for native speakers or refer to the Scribendi.com glossary for writing terms related to English grammar and punctuation. If your dictionary suggests a word you've never heard before, type it into an internet search engine to see if it is commonly used. Using a word like sanguinolent instead of bloody might sound impressive, but sanguinolent is a medical term and it would be inappropriate to employ in an English paper about history. Check your English language spell checker suggestions. If you insert an incorrect word in your ESL writing, don't automatically accept the suggestion of your English language spell checker. If you type, quote, the results are constant, C-O-N-S-T-I-N-T, with previous studies, end quote, your spell checker will offer constant. However, the correct word is consistent. Remember that you are smarter than your computer. Lastly, the most important thing to remember is that if you want to be sure your ESL writing is correct, get it checked by a native speaker. Our English editors are available 24/7 to help ensure your document is free of spelling and grammatical errors.
This podcast is brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.